This is the Foodie on Paper podcast, where we talk football from your point of view.
Make a note of the date. May the 15th, 2004. History has been made. One of the greatest achievements since English football began. Arsenal have gone through an entire league campaign without losing. The first time it's happened for over 100 years. Played 38, won 26, drawn 12, lost exactly none. Now.
Okay, let's start hot topics now. Obviously. We'll start with Liverpool.
The hottest topic in the land.
Liverpool.
Even when we lose, we're hot. It's not paining me. I'm not sad. It's not as if I'm angry or anything. Like,
can you let me talk? Can you let me talk?
The trophy is not good again. Daddy Hassan, can I swear? You can make this one explicit, have you?
No. Yeah, I will.
Fuck you. God will punish you.
Hassan has nothing to do with
it. Is it? Ah, God, you pay me.
Liverpool, surely, but slowly. Since the Atletico loss, it seems like Liverpool have not been themselves.
They're having fever. Sapele water, too much drinking.
What does that mean?
I don't
know. Can you break it down for people that don't understand?
Okay, for real though, I think right now, it's easy to just...
You calm down. Like, you
know, I know.
It's just one loss.
Leave me alone. Why are you touching me?
Go, come on.
Okay, yes. Yeah. Let's just start with the most obvious thing. Mm. Our captain is gone.
Hendo, yes.
Our captain is gone. They say that he doesn't do anything. Mm. Now he has gone. Two losses. Obviously, we have problems. We have problems everywhere.
Even the West Ham game was dodgy.
West Ham was dodgy. But no, for real, man. I think these problems have been showing for a while. I think this year especially, because we haven't really been able to control games the way we should. Especially since we're champions elect. You know, you want to see more control, more goals. You don't see us, I don't know, pulverizing teams regularly, but we've not been able to do that, especially against the weaker teams. Mm. And even though you say fine, they're in a relegation battle and they're fighting for points at this stage of the season, but still, we should be able to impress our quality on them, you know, and get the necessary points needed. Mm. That being said, this was the week where all three relegation teams won matches.
Yeah.
You know, it's the first time that happened since, is it 1985?
I don't know. You know the stats.
Yeah. I don't always know the stats. No, yeah. Stats, man. I know they do this. So.
Oh, yeah.
See, cool. You want it? You know, it's not your fault. This man, they're happy now.
Yeah. All right. Will this Watford result?
Like, it better be. They should get reality check. I know. No way. I know the question. With the Watford question. Oh, better reset your brain, all of you. We need to win by one goal margin at home. It's not impossible. People can do anything. I see people do wonders. It's like people like to stress me.
Who are you talking to? Now? You're speaking to Liverpool players.
Jürgen Norbert Klopp.
Okay.
And the boys.
Okay.
They like to stress me.
Yeah.
Ha. You would think that Barcelona game was not stressful, but it was. You won by the exact number of goals needed. You didn't even say let's add extra on top.
No need now.
No need. So that if they score one now, bing bing. My heart chesting me. I'll be sorry, my heart's paining me.
Okay. So like this week now, you have Chelsea, then next week Atletico. These games are like more important now after like this loss. What do you expect to see from Liverpool, especially in the Chelsea game? Which kind of team will Klopp put out?
The Chelsea game, I think he's just going to go on. Maybe he has to make it change the defense.
Hmm.
I don't know. I haven't gotten
Van Dijk a rest. He looks tired.
Ah. What do you mean?
I'm asking a question. I'm just saying. I mean, resting for the Atletico game.
Virgil van Dijk.
Or you can rest him against Bournemouth.
Rest?
Well, he looked wayward against Watford.
Wayward?
Can you say something?
Can you speak? Are you a joke? I don't know. You don't rest van Dijk.
Okay.
He just keeps playing, man. He plays out the mistakes. Just continue doing what he's doing.
Okay.
And let's be honest, man. At the end of the day, that game was all about his defensive partner. Let me not speak, because if I speak, I'm in trouble. He's out there doing, what's it called? We are one big happy family, God's family. Just hugging him off and dying. You know, yeah. You are my brother. Just hugging him. Just imagine that. But that's what we came here to do. We came to London to just take fish and chips.
So the loss was on him?
No, it's not completely on him now. Okay. But why is he just always having vital contributions to L's? Like, the whole thing is not on your head, though, but we can see that you're a big shareholder in this L. Do you understand?
So, like, what team do you expect to see against Chelsea?
Well, if Joe is okay, please bring Joe back or start Joe. And then something has happened with that midfield. Maybe, I don't know if it might be Minamino time against Chelsea. Just play him in midfield, see how it goes, you know.
Lallana as well, right?
Yeah, Lallana as well. Just try something else, because Ox and Naby are just, maybe when the season is sorted or something, man, they can start getting minutes in the dead rubber games.
Okay.
Because for now, it doesn't look like they can impress upon games we want them to. Ox is still a bit hit and miss. Naby can be very
ordinary.
Yeah, ordinary in games where you expect him to, like, you know, rest things by the neck. And Gini ghosted.
Yeah.
Gini ghosted. You know, when he's off it, off the boiler, you don't really see what he does in the game per se, but you know when he's just not up to speed.
Okay. Well, let's talk about Watford. Will they stay up? Don't use your hit this time.
I need them to go down. The evil they have done is enough.
Why? Because they stopped you on B0.
Man.
They are not even meant to be like here. They're not meant to be in the relegation top with the players that they have.
But they are here now. So they should try and get themselves out of it.
Okay.
But you know something? If these 3 points not allow them come under relegation, yeah. I'll have words. I will have many words with Troy D and the other men there.
No problem. One more question for you. As a Liverpool fan, do you want an extra trophy?
I would like to win an extra trophy. It's not now that we cannot do invincible again. Say it's to win treble. They must remember us for something.
Okay,
I would like to be remembered.
Let's talk about your closest enemies. Or they're not really close to you guys, but I mean they're your enemies. City, they're finding solace in under competitions. Their win over Real Madrid, can we say, is their greatest ever win in their history?
Yes, now. Do you know what they are beat? I didn't admit. That's why they went and got the Real Madrid master. You know, someone that I know.
Oh yeah, someone that has, you know, destroyed Madrid in the past. So. Dealing with them still.
He likes that stadium. Said,
Penable.
You're so cool to be back.
The win. Do you feel like it was a statement win?
Oh, he needed. I think with the way their season has been right now and how much pressure is on their head now regarding the, you know, court of arbitration case and the pressure from the hierarchy and also the pressure that Pep puts on himself and his boys to do well in the Champions League. That's a good statement win. And now they're also very lucky. I think the Tyrone is in their favour. Ramos, their captain, got the red. You know, I was actually pleasantly surprised to hear that he hadn't gotten a red card in a year. Who tells you that, you know, experience with old age, you know, he's a father now. He doesn't do all those things he used to do before. So, like, yeah. Unlucky for Ramos, but I mean...
You mean what? Most red cards Champions League ever.
Hey, senior man.
Okay, back to City. They won the League Cup again. Can they do the Champions League? I mean, that's the one they want. That's the title. And this one that they might not play in the competition for 2 years. Could that be like added motivation for them to push on?
It can. Let's see how it goes. They need... No, but... You know, sometimes the thing with this.
Your energy, man.
What do you say? What do you mean you need my energy?
You're still sober for the rest of the day. relax. Let's go.
League Cup. The thing, you know, the reason why I sound so hesitant or the energy so down is because, in a way, it's kind of like the League Cup. Yeah. I don't think the League Cup carries the weight or has the weight that it used to before. I mean, a trophy is still a trophy, but then you feel like.
It's not something important.
And even the players that are playing in the League Cup, you know, it's not even like their first team. So even though you say like a win might get them buzzing again, but at the end of the day, it's the fringe players that, majority of the players that, you know, were so crucial for them during that League Cup run, might not see them in the Champions League run.
Yeah.
So you kind of want City to help them, but then realistically, I think they just have to be City, do normal City things. A loss. a loss today really wouldn't have had any impact on them.
You sure?
But, yeah, because, you know, I still feel like after it was already like, after they already knew that.
With the way the press will jump on them and everything, you know.
After they already knew that Liverpool already won the league, yeah?
Yeah.
I think already their focus is Champions League. So
strictly.
Yes. So them winning the League Cup now would be something of like a bonus. But then I don't think, you still think that the main aim would be winning Champions League. Because, you know, at the end of the season, now, if they won Champions League, but they win the League Cup, I think a lot of people wouldn't remember the League Cup.
Okay.
Look at, what's it called? What's their name now? I mean, Liverpool now.
Yeah. Wow, you forgot the name of your team.
I did forget the name of my team. Liverpool played the League Cup and the Europa League final.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, if they had won that Europa League final now, League Cup would have been forgotten. But then,
most definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we'll see how it goes. Well, let's quickly talk about Real Madrid. Can we say Real have been unlucky? Especially with injuries to Hazard, or was it poor execution from Zizou on the net? He didn't start Bill.
When I put execution on this story, those guys do low block and counter. You know, for no reason, say, man, score one goal.
They scored.
Sorry, two goals.
They just considered two.
Yeah. I think ultimately they just played in two Pep's hands.
Mm. Yeah. I think he likes that. He likes when teams suck in and like try to.
Egungun, be careful. Now, express you, they go.
What does that mean?
It means that Egungun, Zizou, was not careful. And it don't happen. It don't happen now.
It don't happen. It don't happen. Quickly, let's go to Chelsea and Bayern, men versus boys. Why were Chelsea so easy to beat on?
London is red. And Olani was the guy who through the window.
But, I mean, off, Chelsea, like, they put up a fight. You understand? They still, like, attacked by her. Why are you smiling? You're so happy.
Serge Gnabry making the girls dance at Willow. I've been making the man them dance at Willow. Oh, God.
So, second half, what happened? Why did they just sleep? What's going on?
They're not good.
They didn't listen to Frank's.
Frank's boys. Frankie babes.
They didn't listen to Frank's instructions or what?
You are playing senior men football, but you're in chess 3. How do you want it to work? Oh, boy. Yeah. See, they would buy. Frank is frustrated. Board must back him. You can see inexperience was showing. Bayern also have a young team, but if you look at the core of their team, senior men. You need a strong core. William cannot be part of your core. I forbid it for you. I reject it for you. Is it a curse? Alonso has better numbers than this man since he came to the club.
He's their top scorer in 2020.
Can you just imagine that, Alonso?
So that means they should have gone into the market.
I know that. See, it's fine if your fullbacks are producing numbers Dani Alves and what's you call Jordi Alba and you know Trent and Rob. But where are your goals? Your goals. Your goals. Let me talk about my boy Bear.
The goals.
Your goals. Your goals are coming from the back.
Left back. Forgotten left back. So then there's a problem.
In trouble.
I mean, he scored the equalizer against Bournemouth, right?
If you're a Chelsea fan, you like teams who have trouble. That's
why didn't they go into the market in general? I mean, you fought for this ban to be reduced. You won.
It's baffling.
And, you know, it's
straight up
a
baffling.
Day after, you signed Ziyech. What's going on? What's happening?
Maybe they are. You know, I think, I don't know, how often do you find defensive options moving, good defensive options moving in the summer?
Sorry, moving in January. Up front. I mean, it's now that he started. First of all, he didn't play Giroud like throughout the first half of the season. He didn't really play Giroud. Batshuayi is off and on. Tammy is injured now. Like, he can't go through like a full season because he's still young. Can't go through a full season to like help this kind of club. You understand? He needs help. So what's going on? And then if you are not going to play Giroud, like getting someone now, and now you're not playing Giroud now, and Giroud is doing work for you. So what's, I mean, he's to blame, like, still. Or maybe they promised him that they were going to sign in January because they were literally ready to let Giroud go.
You know, the thing about all these things is that maybe you just find out later in some tell-all book by Frank Lampard 5 years from now about how they tried to sign.
5 years from now, you still be a manager.
No, I mean, like, you know, they always drop books periodically these guys because they have to cash out.
Are you indirectly saying they'll sack him?
No. I'm saying, like,
I know. I'm just teasing you.
You find out that, we tried to sign Koulibaly, tried to sign that.
It didn't work.
It didn't work, all those things. I don't know. One day we will find out what happened.
Quickly, if they
will
finish in top four.
Hmm.
They are there now.
I don't know.
Wolves creeping in. Tottenham lost.
As it stands
Aston
now,
play Man United. Now,
you know what? Let me just quickly open the form table if I can find it. Yeah, just to show you how it is right now, because honestly, there's just so much going on right now in that area. Because a lot of the teams from like third down, because Leicester have two losses now in a row, from third all the way to 10th, it's very possible for anybody to get in. You know, especially now with City not going to Europe provisionally right now, next season now, that means, you know, one of the other teams now is going to have, they're going to have extra ginger now to go, because fifth now is a Champions League spot. So if you look at it, the team right now best form, Burnley and Arsenal, but look at that, 3 wins, 2 wins in their last 5. So you can't say they're doing okay, but then it could be better, especially Arsenal where you expect them to be higher up. So to answer your question, Chelsea,
are you don't know. I think that's it. Okay, let's take a break now.
Hey there, do you want household kitchen goods? There's no other place to get them than ATE Household. They have different variety of goods ranging from plates, cups, wine glasses, soap bowls and more. For more info, you can check out www.jumia.com.ng/ATE-household. You can also contact us on our Instagram page ATE_households or call 081-233-13349 to place an order.
Bra! What does that mean? I think I need to start asking questions about all this. Your ad libs.
That's my hailing. You know, I hail my guy.
Which guy?
Alfonski. Alfonski. Starboy.
Is that what you're calling him?
Yes, no. Nine guy named that.
So let's talk about him now. What do you think about him on the?
Yeah, he's putting a massive performance.
19-year-old, you know.
Rhys James was confused.
All of them on that side. Confused. What does this mean? Like, stop this thing.
Hey. Well, no, for real, man, it's
and you know, he's exactly a winger.
At his age, with all that he's gone through, you know, his parents were from Liberia. They had to move. He was born in the refugee camp in Gambia, I think. And then, you know, they moved to Canada.
When
he was five. So, like, he shouldn't, according to the stats, man, he shouldn't even be here.
Yeah, but he's here
and he's balling, and like, he's a huge credit to himself, his family, his country, and like, just like all his people, man. He's done so well, and honestly, Black boy joy, man. We're proud of our own. It's good. Yeah. Honestly, it was a really good game for him. And like, he's still so young. And you can only just...
Do you see that as his position now? Like, left back?
You know, sometimes players, especially like players that start out in attacking positions when they are young, sometimes you find out that you have that niche that you are really good at defending. Like, not really good at defending, but then you can contribute to the team.
I think you learn defending as you are playing.
You contribute to the team offensively without, you know, suffering the team defensively. I think that's something Trent had to learn as he got along, because he started in midfield. So you have to learn that defending side of the game, because, you know, it is a fullback is one of the most demanding positions on the pitch. So you can't just be good at one end and not good at the other end. So, he's doing well so far. And let's see how his progress goes, man. I'm really looking at him now, like, even more than before. So, Alfonski, you do well.
Yeah.
Your guy.
So there was more drama for Bayern this weekend. They are ultras.
Yeah.
They came out to protest against the Hoffenheim owner, Dietmar Hopp.
Why did they complain?
I think they there's this rule in the Bundesliga where the fans have to have the majority shares in the club. You understand? And then at Hoffenheim, it is not that way. This man, Dietmar Hopp, has, I think, 51% of
ownership of the club,
and he's been like helping the club since I think 2000, as far as helping them progress and everything from when they were.
You sure Dietmar Hopp is not the owner of Hoffenheim?
Is he the owner?
I don't think he's the owner of Bayern.
No, I said Hoffenheim. I didn't say Bayern.
Oh, okay, well, my bad.
Hey. Jesus.
No vex.
God.
So, why are you shouting?
Hey.
Why are you shouting?
They are disgracing me now. You are trying to pull me down. Eh?
I'll hold you down.
No.
This is not that podcast.
No.
Yeah.
No.
This is not that podcast. No. Sorry. This is not that kind of podcast. Let's go on.
Anyway.
Yes.
So, the players, they decided to leave the pitch in order to like support Dietmar Hopp. Then they came back onto the pitch.
Oh, I remember that was a really huge scoreline where they were just tapping up and down. 6-0. Now.
Really
but 6-0. Yeah, but now you're saying like, would they have done that if the scoreline was...
You didn't even allow me to finish. You just rushed me. I don't even understand. I think you should just run the show. I mean, yeah, continue. Yeah, would they have continued?
You're angry. Say you're angry.
No, I'm not angry. I mean, do your thing, man. Like, your show too. Now. Like, come on, do your thing. Man.
I'm sorry.
You know, you didn't run things now. Now you get here. You understand?
I will knock that headset off your head now. There's like, something wrong with your head.
You wait, yes, Kudo. Let me rush you here. I'll try out.
Why are you just letting
people know? So, like, answer the question. Like, still, will they have, like, done that if the score was 0-0?
I highly doubt that. People that are chasing title.
Or they were losing the game.
I pray they didn't come up with you. I pray. I honestly, truly pray. In this point-starving season, where... Point I had to come by, you just come off the pitch.
Come off the pitch. And I start tapping with them, say, oh, take the ball.
In the words of Pop Smoke, RIP, get me lit, I dare you.
Oh, God.
Nothing like that.
But away from the game and away from result, that was like good incentive. I'd be like, do not discriminate. Like, even though you have an opinion about something,
sure.
Like, don't.
I think in the grand order of things, seeing as they had the opportunity to make a grand gesture, they took it. So I respect that. They didn't have to, but they did. So big ups.
Funny enough, the game, the Union Berlin game versus Wolfsburg.
Let's move on to happier matters. Let's move on.
Now I want us to like delve in a little more about this German Hop thing.
Yeah.
Why did they let it happen with the German FA?
You know, they've always been, not always been, but German
society. Corruption there. He's a billionaire, so is there corruption there?
Something
that's just what I'm going to.
All these money men, they never make their things well, so
we never know.
You don't know what could have happened, but I don't want to make assumptions just because he's rich and have lots of money. Not every rich man is Lex Luthor, you get.
Okay, DC man. Arsenal.
Yay!
I think I was getting Yemi on this.
Ratat!
Yemi going to come? Okay, Yemi's coming. Man, like Yemi, it's good to have you in the studio, man.
Yeah, man, it's good to be back.
You do the sounds.
Great, I want to be co-host now.
Okay. That's Yemi's voice you just heard. He's in the studio now. Hello, Yemi.
Hello, Pops.
How was your week?
My week was sweet. Oh, beautiful.
Why? Don't tell lies.
Sure?
Don't tell lies.
Sure?
Don't tell lies. This is a safe space.
Are you sure? Don't worry. Yeah. If you
119 minutes. don't tell me that.
If he has already like, you know, displayed his emotions, so
you know, 49 unbeaten, man.
Okay. That helps,
oh,
right? That helps,
right? It's not a long now.
That's all I need right now.
Okay, hear me. Obviously, like Arsenal out of Europa League. Very, very like touching way to get out, like considering last minute, and then Aubameyang missing the chance also in the last minute. How can Arteta like give these players motivation to continue to kick on this season? There's still the FA Cup to play for, and there's an outside chance of top four.
Since Arteta took over the reins, we've actually been really good.
Mm-hmm.
Not really good, but better. There's
like,
there's improvement.
You can watch Arsenal, right?
Yeah, you can watch Arsenal right now. It's a lot more organized. It's a lot more transitions are better. We look like we know what we're doing right now. Under Emery, I believe Arsenal didn't know what they were doing. They didn't look organized. They didn't look like, oh, we have a goal that we want to achieve. But under Arteta now, you can see that there's more organization. There's more... There's a plan. There's a plan now. And so it's even with the losses, maybe one or two here and there, you can still see that, okay, maybe that was just
a blip or
a blip in plan. But you The funny thing is that you need to fall so that when you get up, you know, okay, I'm not going to fall like this.
He's back. He's back with the proverb. Okay, that's good. So you believe like he can continue and he can like raise this team, man?
Yes, definitely. Like, Arteta is man for the job.
So where do you see Arsenal like finishing like at the end of the season? What do you see for Arsenal?
Right now, I'm looking at maybe 6th, 7th, 5th.
Fifth is enough for a champion to get if
Fifth, if we're really, 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 really lucky. And I believe people are still going to drop points.
Yeah, because you're not even far from top. I think you're about 7 points. 7 points or eight points. Because Arsenal didn't play this
game in hand.
There's a game in hand.
But game in hand is against
City.
Arteta's senior brother.
I'm only going to play Bayern again because this thing will happen this weekend.
Why? I didn't do this to you.
It's not your fault.
I didn't do this to you.
But when somebody wants to snap my picture to send to the group chat, clearly, I'm at loggerheads with somebody right now. I'm not going to mention their name.
Who is the person?
It's not a safe space. I'm not going to mention their name, but. You want to take that picture?
That's very bad. You want to warn me? But the person spoke to me.
No, you want to warn me.
The person spoke to me.
I don't care what that person told you. I'll do my own back.
He didn't send it.
I'll do my own back. See, revenge is mine, says Ifi Awani.
Oh. Ismail Assar, Arsenal legend. Okay, Yemi, last question. Will Aubameyang stay?
I believe he will stay. I believe he will stay.
You know, he's kind of giving me the Van Persie vibes. I'll tell you why. In 2012, when we played against AC Milan, Van Persie missed a chance, like a chance that could make it 4-4, because I think they beat us 4-0 first leg.
Yeah.
Missed a chance that make it 4-4. Aubameyang missed the chance that could qualify us to the next round. That thing again. Van Persie was top scorer last season. Aubameyang might probably be top scorer this season. I think the only thing that can make that season look like this season, because like there are too many similarities. Arsenal did not start well and all. Arsenal still finished in top 4. So if Arsenal finished in top 4, that would probably make Aubameyang stay.
Probably. Yeah. But I believe he actually really loves Arsenal. He loves the...
He's club captain. Van Persie was club captain as well.
let's not jinx it, please. Aubameyang is going to stay.
Like we have the power. Some things are jinxed.
You understand?
Aubameyang is going to stay. I believe he's going to stay.
Okay, let's see.
He should stay.
Yeah, man of faith.
If he just was bad for Arsenal, and don't be Arsenal drum, no.
But don't go be careful.
Let's talk about Leicester. Their form have dwindled. Like I think since November now. One Premier League win in 7. Why? What's going on? What's going on with Brendan and his boys?
They are true colors at selection.
So what are you saying? They're not good enough?
Not like they're not good enough, but they're
why are you losing to Norwich? Norwich 5th win.
Why are we losing to Watford? It's a funny week. You know, ask me this kind of question. I don't understand what your problem is. Like, you know, when I told you earlier. What's my point of telling you statistics? You're not going to use them. And ask me reasonable. It's not explainable. All we know is that the bookmakers are cashing out.
Okay.
Bookmakers have hit it big.
What are you doing to there? What are you saying there? Are you saying like they're fixing games?
No, they are fixing games. Okay. I didn't say that. No.
They got lost millions of entries. It's all good. Norwich. They seem to be going the way Leicester did when they survived. Can they do that?
But it's on hard. Right now, the stands look like they're going down. Down.
I mean, they said that for Leicester too, man.
Yes.
Look like they're going down.
Something.
So can this win boost them or help them?
I hope so, but if I'm a betting man, I'll still bet on all three relegation teams to lose next.
Yeah, I mean, do you hear what he said?
Mommy, I don't do those things, okay?
True. We don't know.
You say we don't know. It's like, let my mother hear anything first.
So, like, Leicester now, can they get back the form that they had, like, earlier?
They need to. I mean, there are a lot of teams right now, like, looking at, because I think this is very important with the City situation. Mm. Any team that doesn't qualify for the Champions League this year would really, like, be like, man, how? Because, you know, 50 is going through, and then with the way the points are set up, everyone now has an eye on that Champions League spot. So, anybody else getting feel like it's like a really big missed opportunity for them. Because, you know, the money and everything. So, it's, yeah.
Sorry, Coach. Yemi is still in the studio with us. Let's talk about Wolves. Can they make the top four? I mean, they've been very impressive this season because I was one of them thinking like the Europa League will like hurt them, but they just beat Spurs at Tottenham Stadium 3-2. And they are, I think, 4 points away from Champions League spot.
Right now, they're grinding things out, so it's beautiful. And you have Jota back on form. Great form.
Yeah.
I think he scored in his last three matches across all.
Yeah, I think six goals.
All competition. That's crazy form, man. So that is definitely going to give them a boost up ahead. They can qualify for the Champions League. I see they have the mental energy, everything. It's good. They should qualify.
They should. Okay. Let's see how it goes.
Too many things that should happen, but this is football.
This football. Anything can happen.
Yeah.
Okay. Lastly,
that was what
before we go on a break.
I know we should cut that out, but we'll just leave it there because we're old men.
Yeah, we don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Lazio are top of the Serie A. This is the first time they're top of the Serie A since they won it in 2000.
Ah.
And that's when Goran Eriksson.
Man likes Ben.
Yeah, with all the obviously because of the coronavirus and or some teams couldn't play this weekend. But like Lazio were able to play that game and they beat, I think, Bologna 2-0. Can they do it? Can they shock the world and be that team? Hear me. Let me ask Yemi because he looks frustrated already. They've been on this
season.
I think they've not lost any game in their last 11.
They've just been winning.
They've been winning and they've been beating the big boys too. They beat Juve, they beat Inter, they beat AC
Milan. Right now, they're the informed team.
They are informed.
So the only thing I can say that will back on the other one is just maybe, you know, Serie A winners mentality, yada yada yada. But if you're looking at the way things are right now, Lazio, you see your chance to take it, man.
Your manager is supporting them. Said you have Lucas there, so you guys are supporting them.
That's my boy for life.
It's all good. So like, yes or no, if you?
Yes. So I believe in dreams. You know, I believe.
Yeah.
They need to shake things off. Juventus never tire.
Yeah. I believe they need to shake things off in that league though.
Like somebody new. Let's get excited about this, right?
Yeah.
I've been excited. Liverpool that does not have any excitement. Speak for yourself.
I said the Serie A. We're not talking about Liverpool.
No, I'm excited about Serie A every year because I know it's going to win.
Hey, Yemi, you're right. Invisible, Abi.
Yes.
Guess who can't be invisible?
Liverpool. Why are you stopping the recording? Why?
Okay,
no, you said I'm not saying my.
All right, people, a new season is here. Still repping your team always. Update your gear with Jersey County today. It doesn't matter what team you support. Real Madrid, Man United, Lakers, or the Warriors, we got you covered. For more info, call 080-747-26223. You can also follow us on social media at Jersey County NG, both on Twitter and Instagram. Stay cool.
Okay, it's time for us to leave the studio. You here?
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm fine.
You good?
I'm okay.
Okay, man, that's good.
I'm okay now.
That's good. Yeah, now you're okay.
I'm fine.
Okay, like you have let loose. Huh?
Revenge is mine, too. Nothing. You're a joker.
Will you give us FPL tips next week? Eh?
My heart is in shambles right now. We'll see.
But you said you're okay now. That revenge is yours.
You can't just allow me to heal in peace. That's the problem. You don't want me to heal.
Over 5 weeks now, you're not dropping. Well, come on, man. We need you, man. The running. We need you for the running.
Okay, see. What I can do is this. We need points. So, because of the love I have for you, I'll try and do something.
Ah, like, good man.
Things are hard right now. This week is not good.
Yeah, you spoke to Per. Did he say anything about Smash the Bookies?
Per is busy right now. I think it'll be a while. But not that long.
Not that long, but he'll be back soon. It's all good. Is there anything you want to say? Anybody you want to greet? Maybe you want to speak to Liverpool fans out there?
Walk on with hope in your heart. Don't worry, guys. We got this, man. Number 19 is coming through.
Yeah, 19. Yeah.
No fear.
Yeah. But guess what?
On that note,
I'd
like to say goodbye to everyone. Ciao, people. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Yemi, for your contributions, man. Top man. Nice one. Yemi is doing some work now with our sounds. Yemi, big man.
He just keeps saying he's working on our sound.
He works on the sound.
I know you.
Just give him credit now. In case, he has to give him credit. Oh, he's back in the
give
studio
me
now.
My dues.
All right, cool. Thank you guys for listening. See you guys next week. Ciao.
Ciao. All right, so you can follow us at Footy on Paper on Twitter and Instagram. That's at FOOTYONPAPER. So if you like what you've been listening to and you want to, just interact with us, I know, get logged into our regular content, our competitions, everything that's going on with Footy on Paper, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Footy on Paper. And if you want to also place an ad, you can send us an email at thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. That's thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. Also, you can send us voice messages on any of your preferred platforms. The link is there, so you can just record a little something and just send to us. Cheers.